While the mall siege continues in Kenya, al-Shabaab is also on the offensive inside Somalia. The BBC's Mark Doyle is in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo and sent this report.
Kismayo, where I am, is a really difficult and quite dangerous place, to be frank with you. I'm staying with the African Union soldiers. Soldiers from Kenya and Sierra Leone have been looking after me so far. And I've been here for 5 nights, and every single night, the military base that I'm on has been attacked by al-Shabaab. The al-Shabaab positions are, I understand, just sort of 4 or 5 miles away perhaps, and they approach this base and attack it, and then the African Union soldiers use their bigger guns, at least I hope they're bigger and they sound bigger, to fire back at them and keep them at bay. But it's not just a military situation, the humanitarian situation is extremely difficult here. You meet people displaced by the war all the time. I met a farmer called Musa Haji, who left his 7-roomed house. He had a small farm, and so he's a relatively well-off guy, and asked him why he had left his home area to live in what is a sort of refugee camp, more like a rubbish tip, really.
Shabaab, they are abusing a lot of people. They are beating up, they are taking over their wealth. Their children have been taken away. So because of that, they flee away from al-Shabaab, and then they came here.
I've managed to get to one or two other places as well, and always by armoured personnel carrier of the African Union, because there's a constant danger of stray bullets and roadside bombs and kidnap, or worse, really. Always travelling in an armoured personnel carrier with heavily armoured African troops. I went to Kismayo General Hospital, for example, to see the situation there, and when I spoke to the staff, I expected them to give me the usual litany of complaints about lack of drugs and lack of this and lack of that, and would the international community help? But no, the staff there and the guy in charge, Dr. Abdi Samad Haji, told me something quite unexpected. He said, no, our major problem actually is not lack of anything, but security, lack of security. The problems that doctors have when they try to decide who to treat first, how to do triage. And it really did convey to me how dangerous it is to be a doctor in Kismayo.
It might be difficult to treat your patient. He might kill you even. So the main problem is that. Or you have so many patients, one say me, the other say me, the other say me. And we are doctors, we begin with the most difficult case. So if you begin with someone, the other might take it wrong way, and he might kill you or injure you. That's the problem.
So Kismayo, a difficult and volatile place.
The BBC's Mark Doyle in Kismayo, Somalia.